the Lord. So good to have each and every one of you here today. I'm Pastor Sharon and this is Pastor Rock, and we just want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this morning. And if this is your first time at Oasis, if we'd like for you to just raise your hand so our ushers can get a card to you. And we just want to give you a hand clap of welcome today. Thank you for coming and being with us. Amen. God is good. Are you ready to be blessed this morning?
Yes.
Amen. God is here, isn't he?
Yes.
He is here, and he is a mighty God, and he's here to speak to each and every one of us personally. That's the way our God is. He speaks to us personally.
Amen.
I declare over your people today, Father God, that they are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. The favor of God surrounds them as a shield. I declare they have the favor of God and the favor of man everywhere they go and everything they do. I declare they reign in life. They are victorious. They are more than conquerors. They are the redeemed of the Lord. They are redeemed from sickness, disease, poverty, and lack. I declare they are the anointed of God. They are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. I declare the blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house, and everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches in the secret places comes to you. I declare you are a world overcomer, and the Lord always causes you to triumph. In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory.
Give him a hand clap this
Glory
morning, amen.
Glory to God.
He's good. He's awesome, amen. Turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Glory to God. I just want to mention a couple of announcements. Next Sunday night. Everybody say next Sunday night.
Next Sunday night.
That's our fellowship dinner.
It's our fellowship dinner.
So I think Mary and the ladies have got us a menu out there and of whatever we're bringing. We always have a good time at these fellowship dinners. It's a great time to talk to somebody that you don't get a chance to talk to, or you know, fellowship with somebody that you don't normally get to, because you know, I know we're in here and we're out a lot of times, you know, kind of quick, but it gives us, fellowship is really good for us all.
Yes,
it's
it
really
is.
Good for us. And Natasha next Sunday is going to be talking to us a little bit about fellowship.
Amen.
Right after the preaching that he said, now Natasha thinks she's doing the whole message, but but she's ready. She's ready. Look at it. She's ready. I like it. I can ask Natasha to do anything. She has such an excellent attitude.
Uh-huh.
She just immediately says, "Yeah, I'll do it. Yep. I love that. I love it." Wanted to also remind you, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, which is October the 6th. Teen Challenge, the lady from Teen Challenge will be here that Sunday morning, so just to let you know. And I know we'll have other announcements about, Brother Victor will be here November 3rd, that Sunday morning. And also we have the, our Fall Festival on the 30th of this month, on the Wednesday night. And Amy will be talking to you again about that this morning. So we got a lot of stuff going on. This is the time of year we have a lot of stuff going on. It's the busiest time of year for us, and we love it. We absolutely love it.
Yeah.
So it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to give your neighbor a great big smile. Then I want you to point to your neighbor. I want you to tell your neighbor, "I'm so glad to see you, neighbor."
I'm so glad to see you, neighbor.
Now I want you to look at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'll never, ever
be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And me and Pastor Sharon will be tag teaming again. Amen. Seems to be the pattern right now. Amen. It's the pattern that God did. I assure you of that. We did not come up with this. God came up with this. Amen. I want to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. I thank you, Father God, that when your word comes forth today, Father, exactly what you want said is said. Exactly what scriptures you want brought up are brought up. And I declare we hear those scriptures and we hear the word in a new way today. And we see things from your word that we've never seen before. We receive revelation knowledge into our spirit man. And it forever changes us. And I thank you that I'll deliver the word of God accurately this day. And the Holy Spirit, I ask you, help me, Holy Spirit. Preach through me, teach through me, Holy Spirit, this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Ephesians chapter 6.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the title of the message today is Draw Your Strength from Him. How many of y'all know you have to draw your strength from God?
Amen.
Okay, I'll do a poll this morning. How many of y'all have ever been to the place that you're out of strength? That you can't put one foot in front of the other. It could be something you're praying about. It could be something you're going through. It could be something on your job. But you get to the place where you don't have strength to do it on your own anymore.
Amen.
Okay, Ephesians 6 and 10. This is the Amplified Classic. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him. I want y'all to say this. Draw your strength from Him. Draw your strength from Him. Draw your strength from Him. In Ephesians 3 and 16 in the Passion Translation, I've never read this before in the Passion Translation, it's awesome. And I pray that He would unveil within you the unlimited riches of His glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with His divine might and explosive power. I love that. Isn't that beautiful? Now, there's always been something in the Bible there's been a lot of things in the Bible that puzzle me and I don't have revelation on. You know, we're going from glory to glory, we get more revelation. But I remember this in particular, when David was counting the armies, and he got in trouble with God for numbering, for doing the count of how many people he had in the army. And I said, you know, and this was a great sin, and the Lord really rebuked him about it, and, you know, tragic things happened because he did it. And for years I was like, what was the deal about counting the armies? I don't understand what was wrong with counting the armies. And now I got it. He was counting his army to see if he had more people than the army he's going to go against. And he's dependent on the strength of his army, the number of people in his army, more so than he's dependent on God. And this was a real bad thing for him. This was a real big sin. We do that a lot of times. God is your financial strength. God is your emotional strength. God is your physical strength. God is your spiritual strength. Psalms 27 and 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" The medicine maybe that you take or the vitamins that you take, that's not where you get your strength. It may supplement, it may help, but God put that there for you. God put that there to help strengthen your body. But the root cause of it is God. And we need to recognize the root of all of our strength is God, not our own strength. 2 Timothy 4 and 17, "But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength." I like that. Psalms 18 and 32, "It is God who arms me with strength and keeps my way secure." Now, this pen, I think I'm going to try to make this pen stand up by itself. Having a problem with that. Almost had a real problem with it. No, I won't do it. It falls down when I'm not holding it up. The only way we can stand up is with God holding us up with His strength. 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. The word translated strength in that verse is dunamis, and it means God's miracle working power. Really, this promise is saying when your human strength ends, God has promised that his miraculous power will bring you through, that his supernatural strength will take over when our natural strength is gone. So if we're facing a crisis today and you're sick and your medicine has failed you, or if your finances are out of control, or if your family is falling apart, if your situation looks hopeless and impossible, if you've done all you know to do and you still hadn't gotten results, then rejoice, for when human strength ends, God's strength begins. 2 Corinthians again, 12 and 9 in the NIV. But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Then I will boast all the more about the weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. This is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships. This is the Apostle Paul talking. In persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Wait a minute. That doesn't make sense, does it? For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because when I'm weak in my natural strength, my natural emotional strength, my natural mental strength, when I'm weak in any area, God is strong in me. I found it as a minister. Sometimes, through all these years of pastoring the church, sometimes I've not felt like wonderful, can't wait to get up there and do it. Sometimes I'm challenged in my body just like you guys are. And sometimes, you know, there's pain or whatever. And I've learned during those times that when I stand up, there's an extra, it just comes on you. And it's like, I know it'll be easier today because you're pressing through something. See, that's like, you know, there's certain times it's harder for you to come to church because maybe you're so tired, or you had a very long week, maybe 60, 70, 80 hours of work, and you say, oh God, it's just going to be hard. But you press through it, and there'll be an extra strength that comes on you. There'll be an extra anointing that comes on you. There'll be an extra impartation. I promise you, you'll feel stronger when you walk out of this place today than when you walked in here, because the Word of God is quickening your spirit, man. Right now, as you're sitting on that pew hearing the Word of God, you're being quickened. You're being quickened. You're being made stronger right now. Right now. For when I'm weak, then I am strong. Amplified Classic. For my strength and power are made perfect and show themselves most effective in your weakness. For when I am weak in human strength, then I'm truly strong and able and powerful in divine strength. One place we draw strength from, there's many places we draw strength from, but one is God's Word. Have you just been totally overwhelmed with something? I remember years ago we were doing the home group. And I remember we'd been doing it for a while, a good little while. And it just wasn't doing what I thought. Sometimes you put your expectations out there, and sometimes your expectations are not timed with God. You understand? And that will cause you frustration, and sometimes we have to take our expectations and let God have His timing involved in it. And that's something that I've learned through the years. But anyway, I was very frustrated, and I just... We were going to go on vacation, a family vacation, and we had the home group at my mother-in-law and father-in-law's house. And so Pastor Sharon knew it. I didn't tell anyone else, but I was going to close the home group down when we got back off vacation. I'd already made up my mind, it's a done deal. I'm done. I'm shutting it down. We're going to have the last one, and that's it. And we went on vacation, and that's my total intention. And while we're on vacation, the Holy Spirit gave me a scripture. I wasn't seeking Him for a scripture. I wasn't asking Him anything. He just does that sometimes. That's just the goodness of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we can be seeking Him and He'll give it, of course. But sometimes you're not even seeking Him. That's His goodness and His mercy. He just gives you something. But He gave me a word in Isaiah 60 and 22. And it says, the smallest family will become 1,000 people, and the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And the Lord was speaking to me so strongly. It was like that scripture just jumped off the page to me. And I meditated it the whole time we were on vacation. When I came back from vacation, I didn't feel the same way. When I came back from vacation, there's nothing changed in the natural that I knew of. But we went out that Saturday when we got back and we bought a bunch of extra chairs. We didn't need extra chairs. We didn't have the chairs filled that we had. We bought a bunch of extra chairs and put them in Margaret and Lucky's house. And we had the service that Sunday night, I believe, is when we were having them. And when we had that service, those chairs were filled. We had visitors come from, we didn't even know where they, I mean, who they had heard it from. I mean, visitors just came and did it. And I'm telling you, that was God performing, letting me know. He was confirming His word that He had given me. See, the devil will try to get you sometimes to quit something that God's got you in. Because the devil knows the outcome of that thing. If I'd have shut the home group down, I effectively had shut the church down. You understand? There wouldn't have been an Oasis Christians there. There have been plenty of other good churches, but I'm telling you, this church with this anointing would not be here because I would have shut it down because of discouragement and running out of strength. Sometimes you're about to quit that job because you're so frustrated, and God says, hang on. Hang on. I'm going to renew your strength. And I've got a direction for you, but you have to go in that job situation to get this other area, this divine connection that I'm going to give you to promote you three different levels, higher than you thought you could go. So we draw God's strength from God's word. And we also draw God's strength from each other. Now, some people, okay, look at your neighbor and say, I sure hope he's not talking about you. But some people will drain the strength of God out of you. They will open their mouth, and you know what's going to come out of it. Negative. Nothing's good. Bitterness. Junk, 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 drama. Look at your neighbor again and say, Is it not true? And then some people you get around and it's like, they're just charging you. Their words are just putting something in you. They're building you up. They're strengthening you. Their words are coming straight from God to you. And you feel so much better when you leave their presence. You feel so strong when you felt so weak. That's the way it should be at the church that God puts you at. Hang on. You shouldn't walk out of the church that God puts you at feeling worse when you walk out the door than you do when you get here. You should feel better. You should feel pumped up. You should feel recharged. You should be like, whoa, where's the devil at? I've been looking for him. When you walked in, you're like, oh God, I hope the devil don't find me. When you walked out, where's he at? I can't wait to put my foot on him. I'm going to get him. That's what I'm going to do. In the name of Jesus, because you're strong. You've been charged up. You got the strength of God in you. You know who you are. He's been beating you down and lying to you, but you know who you are. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isaiah 50:4, and I'm coming to a close. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He wakens me morning by morning. He wakens my ear to hear as the learned. God wakes us up in the morning and He gives us a word to give to somebody else. A word from Him that will give them strength to the weary. A word in season for somebody else to refresh and renew someone else to give them strength. I want to read one more set of scriptures. Isaiah 40, 28-31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. He is increasing your strength right now in this service. There's a corporate anointing for the strength of God to go into your body, into your spirit, man, to your emotions. The strength of God is I'm telling you, there's an anointing for that in this place this day. And it's affected a change in you. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. That was awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God always amazes me. You know, Pastor and I don't discuss what we're going to be bringing forth, but I ask Pastor, we pray all week, and I'll ask Pastor, you know, what has he got, and what is our direction for ministering Sunday? And so he'll tell me one word, and I'll be like, you know, that can mean a whole lot of stuff. But he said strength this Sunday, strength. So anyway, God just amazes me. He's amazing, isn't he? How, you know, all the messages just flow from Pastor Rock to me. I mean, it just flows, and that's just how good God is, isn't it? Amen? So let's start in Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11 and verse 28 says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." All of us go through battles, don't we? At one time or another, we go through battles. The battles of life come against us. But when the battles of life come against us, we need to go first of all to God, because the enemy wants to wear you down. He wants you to be so weary and so discouraged. But we need to go to the Lord first, amen? "Come all unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you," amen? Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. So when we go through something, we need to give the yoke to him that we're trying to carry. You know, sometimes the trials of life, the problems of life will try to put a yoke of bondage around you to try to weigh you down. The yoke of sickness. Sometimes sickness comes against your body, and that's a yoke, isn't it? Amen? And maybe it's a yoke of a broken relationship. Those things aren't just happening. The enemy has a plan of destruction against you. He has a plan of putting a yoke on you, but God, amen? Maybe a yoke, it might be a yoke of financial problems coming against you today, or a yoke of disappointment, or a yoke of discouragement today, or it might be a yoke of addiction. It might be a yoke of discouragement. Whatever that thing is that might be coming against you today, you need to give that yoke to God, amen? Come unto him, give that yoke to him, and take God's yoke on you, amen? Because his yoke is forgiveness. Amen? His yoke is mercy. His yoke is grace. He is a good God. Amen. He is a mighty God. He has good things in store for you. He says, "Lay that thing on me. Lay that burden on me. Cast that thing on me." Amen? Because I've got a yoke that I want you to take on. I want you to take on the yoke of forgiveness. I want you to take on the yoke of grace. I want you to take on peace. His yoke is peace. Hallelujah. He says, "My yoke is that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My yoke is that you are worthy because of the blood of Jesus Christ." Whatever the enemy has lied to you about this morning, he's saying, forget all those things. You're covered. I've got you covered this morning. Amen. I've got strength in store for you. The enemy thought he had you. He thought he had you whipped. He thought he had you so weary and so discouraged. But he said that is a lie of the enemy. Amen. Because that you are strong in Christ Jesus this morning. Hallelujah. We cast away the yoke of bondage. We cast away the yoke of discouragement this morning. And we take the yoke of God. We take his strength this morning. That his yoke is easy this morning. Hallelujah. His word is light today. Amen. Go to Jesus. Give him that yoke that the enemy has tried to put on you. Turn to Psalms 18. Psalms chapter 18. And verse 39. It says, "For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me." Hallelujah. "Thou hast also given me the necks of mine enemies, that I might destroy them that hate me. For thou hast girded me with strength," he says. In the New Living Translation, it says, "You have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued my enemies under my feet." God has given you strength for the battle, amen? And you are already victorious. Your enemy is already under your feet this morning, amen? He's already there. He just cries and keep popping that head up. All we got to do is say, "No, get back down there where you belong, devil." Amen? Get back down there. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is your strength this morning. He's fighting your battle for you. Amen. Take hold of God's strength today. Glory to God. Isaiah 40 and 31. Let's turn there. I believe Pastor gave us this scripture, but it's worthy of saying again, isn't it?
Amen.
Isaiah 40 and verse 31 says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Hallelujah. The Lord will renew your strength. Amen. God has a plan of victory for you through the battle. He already has a plan. Amen. Let me just say it this way. You've already got the victory. But you are about to see the manifestation of the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't let that battle make you weary this morning. Amen. Don't let that battle make you discouraged today, because you're fixing to take flight. Hallelujah. You're going to mount up on wings like an eagle. You're going to fly. You're going to soar right over that battle, that thing that the enemy has come against you with. You've already got the victory over it, amen? Everybody say, "I already got the victory. I've already got the victory." Give God another hand clap of praise today. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians 6 and 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Don't be weary today. Don't faint, because your due season is closer than you think it is. Amen? Your victory is closer than you think it is. Amen? You might be thinking, "But I'm so discouraged, Pastor Sharon. I'm just so tired. I'm so weary. I just can't put one foot in front of the other. I've gone as far as I can." Well, good.
Yes.
Quick, keep trying in your own self. Amen. Now it's time to stand. Amen. It's time to just stand. When you've done all to stand, stand therefore. Hallelujah. In the middle of the battle, stand with your armor on, because the victory is about to manifest. Glory to God. The victory is on the way. Wait on the Lord. The Lord will renew your strength. Amen. You are about to take flight. Amen. Are you ready? Your wings, amen, are already there. You're about to take off. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to soar over this thing, and you're going to look back and say, "What was I so worried about? What was I so discouraged about?" Amen. Because when you're at your weakest point, When you stand, you stop trying to do it in yourself, and you stand there for your God is going to show up, and he's going to show out. Amen. He's got victory. Victory. Victory is already yours. Amen. The victory is on the way. The manifestation is about to show up. Amen. Hallelujah. And the glory of God is going to move in on your situation. Hallelujah. He's going to move in on your situation this morning. Glory to God. There's nothing too hard for our God. Wasn't that his word to us this morning? There's nothing he can't do. There's nothing too hard for him. Amen. Glory to God. You've already got the victory. Hallelujah. God's already won the war. Praise God. You are victorious today. You are more than a conqueror. Amen. God always causes you to triumph. Amen. When the enemy comes against you the hardest, just look him in the eye and say, I am victorious. Hallelujah. God always causes me to triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is doing something this morning. Amen. He wants you to get your eyes off of the problem. He wants you to get your eyes on him. Come unto him. Come to him. I don't care how many things you've gone through. I don't care how hard it looks. Amen. Our God is bigger than the situation. He's bigger than the problem. He's bigger than the addiction this morning. He's bigger than the sickness this morning. He's bigger than anything that the enemy can come against you with. Amen. Everybody say, my God is bigger. My God is bigger. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's just praise the Lord for just a minute. Glory to God. Glory. Woo! Glory to God. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've already got the victory. You already got the victory. You've already glory. Got the victory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Glory to God.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Praise you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father God.
Manifestation. Manifestation.
Uh-huh.
Glory.
Glory
to God.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to
glory.
God.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
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 Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're just going to wait in his presence just a minute, okay? Just for a minute. Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory. Glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're going to praise him
God.
Before the manifestation. Hallelujah. We're going to praise him before we see the manifestation.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Praise knocks down walls.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It knocks down walls. Satan don't want your praise. He doesn't want you to praise this morning. He said you ain't got nothing to praise God about. He's a liar. He's a liar. The false.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Ooh, yes.
Praise
yes.
you, Father God.
Glory
praise
God.
You, Father God.
I got news for the devil this morning. We've got every everything to praise God about. Amen. Everything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything to praise Him about. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.